It has been one of the most enlightening experiences that I could have ever been a part of. My transition from being a overly aggressive, very inconsiderate individual has now been transformed into a person of love. Didn't come without hard work, because the damn well wasn't easy. I overcame two addictions. One was cocaine, and dealing with my debilitating thoughts to use. And with the help of the staff and the love and support of just being able to heal in a healthy environment, made it that much easier to have a good experience. And then the second part was I quit smoking, which everyone thought that I was taking on too much, but I couldn't have picked a better place to get rid of that addiction as well. Sea Ridge has been a helping tool into my sobriety. Psychologically, so issues that I may have, that I experienced, that now are just things that now are in the past. Debilitating thoughts. So I guess I was holding on to thoughts of feeling no self-worth, controlling family that would take things away if I didn't conform to their demands. Example. If I didn't mow the grass, or if I didn't snow blow the driveway, that they would take through, they reevaluate the will. Or if things didn't go their way and I put up walls, that they would threaten to basically disown me, or they wish they never adopted me. So they threaten, you know, or they take away love. I love you today, but I can't love you tomorrow, or, you know, or just hurtful things. Showing up for events with my daughter and then them walking right by my daughter. Those things used to really cause the main trigger for me to use, and I didn't know how to deal with it. And after working with Dr. Reed, Drew, Eleanor, Liddy, you know, Lindy, all the support staff, Dale and Al, you know, the nice staff, I was able to process those negative forces and make it something more positive and embrace that I don't embrace the change of that I don't have to take their words and make them my own. I can make my own words now. Would I recommend this place to someone else? I think everyone should come here. I can think of many neighbors that are dealing with depression, but I don't look at this place as, you know, as a rehab. I look at this place as a health and wellness center. An amazing place just to finally find yourself, and people should be happy to come here. Well, some type of, you know, struggle, but I mean, I drove myself here because I wanted something better in life, and now that I see what it's like to feel love and to have caring, I mean, that's what people should want out of life. And this is a place we can come to get it. If you ask for help, you get it back. And I asked for as much help as I possibly could after I got through that initial withdrawal stage. And once I had a clearer head, I was able to focus on myself. So basically, you have to give yourself time. If you need time to sleep, you sleep. If you need time to eat, you eat. If you need someone to talk to, there's 20 people here. The biggest people I got a lot of information from was clients. Because they're going through the same problem you are going through, and it's addiction. The counselor's gonna say their things, but until you ask a fellow client, it's like going to AA. Fellow addict can help a fellow addict.
All right, and how do you feel about going home?
Scared, but I'm at peace. I mean, going home is leaving this place of beauty. We're in this little bubble, as we described it here in class, because everyone's happy and is supporting you, and you're going home to the unknown, because, you know, my analogy was that, you know, when I left, on day one, or when I left day one, me and my wife, you know, we were on the same path. 37 days later, I'm now at the finish line, and she's still on day one. You know, I mean, the only thing I could do is send pictures of myself to my wife, who says I have more color. You know, so what I have now is I know that I have her in my corner as a cheerleader, and that's the only person that matters now. Before, I was focused on too many different people, and now I'm just focused on the ones that share the same passion of, you know, living.
What do I plan?
Taking things slow. And now that I have a clearer head, I'm not rushing this. Because my sobriety is worth more than 40 hours a week.